This was the Rue Mondeteur, which on one side ran into the Rue des Prêcheurs, and on the other into the Rue de Cygne and the Petite Truanderie. At the bottom of this sort of cul-de-sac, at the angle of the cutting on the right, there was to be seen a house which was not so tall as the rest, and which formed a sort of cape in the street. It is in this house, of two stories only, that an illustrious wine shop had been merrily installed 300 years before. This tavern created a joyous noise in the very spot which old Theophilus described in the following couplet, Le branle, le squelette olgibe, d'un pauvre amant qui se pendit. There swings the horrible skeleton of a poor lover who hung himself. The situation was good, and tavern keepers succeeded each other there from father to son. In the time of Mathurin Regnier, this cabaret was called Le Pot aux Roses, and as the rebus was then in fashion, it had for its signboard a post, poteau, painted rose colour. In the last century, the worthy Natois, one of the fantastic masters nowadays despised by the stiff school, having got drunk many times in this wine shop at the very table where Regnier had drunk his fill, had painted by way of gratitude a bunch of Corinth grapes on the pink post. The keeper of the cabaret, in his joy, had changed his device and had caused to be placed in gilt letters beneath the bunch these words, At the bunch of the Corinth grapes,